I want, as Hashem, over these 4 or 5 weeks, to get taken to the Mahalach. When we come to Kabbalah Satira, we'll be ready taken to Kabbalah Satira. The Mishnah in Oves says, Al tiyu ke'avodim ha-meshamshim esarav al menas lekabel pras. Elo tiyu ke'avodim ha-meshamshim esarav shelo al menas lekabel pras. Al tiyu ke'avodim ha-meshamshim al menas lekabel pras. Elo tiyu ke'avodim ha-meshamshim esarav shelo al menas lekabel pras. I heard over Mazmanim, I had to visit about Yosef, and he said over Pshat in this Mishnah, which is over Shemomoy. So he was Mazius, mentioned open. He said, what's the Pshat? Al tiyu ke'avodim ha-meshamshim esarav al menas lekabel pras. Al tiyu ke'avodim ha-meshamshim esarav shelo al menas lekabel pras. Even that the Gemara says, "Ased vorim l'shem polom, teich sheloy lishmo, bo lishmo." Rambam says, "Purush Mishnayos in the Yad, that a person has a little kid. Sometimes it's hard. A little kid doesn't want to learn. If you promise him candy or chocolate, so he learns. Then he gets older. Chocolate and candy doesn't speak to him. If you promise him suit, something nice, so then he learns." Then he gets older, it also doesn't talk to him. You have to promise him more. And then, taki, he learns the Shem Shomai. So about a person that doesn't hold for the Madrege, Shalei Amenas Lekabel Pras, Avada, he could learn Shalei Amenas, he could learn Amenas Lekabel Pras, Shemeter Shalei Lishmo, Bo Lishmo. But the Mishnah says, Al Tiyu Ke Avodim HaMeshamshim Amenas Lekabel Pras, Al Tiyu Ke Avodim HaMeshamshim Shaloy al menas lekabel pras. So he said over the story on the Goen. So what I heard from him, I'm saying over. The Maisa and the Goen, that the Goen didn't have an esrig for Sukkos. So the Goen had a lot of tzar, there's no esrig for Sukkos. So he sent a shliach, he gave a lot of money, and he told the shliach, you know, don't come back without an esrig. The shliach went around and went around. Until he came to a place, he met a person, a gvir, and he had a very beautiful esrog. No one else was a shnas b'tzeres, no one else had a esrogim, but this gvir had an esrog. So he gave over to this person, he said, you know, the guy said, I don't need your money, I have an esrog, mechatei said to give you the esrog. He said, you know, I'm coming from the Goyim of Vilna. I said, what are you coming from the Goyim of Vilna? The money I don't need, the esrog I need, mechatei said to give it to you, not masking. He said, the Goyim of Vilna. You never heard about the Goyim of Vilna. He said, I heard about the Goyim of Vilna. The guy said, I'm asking one condition. If the Goyim promised me the Olam Haba from this mitzvah, what he shackles will be mine. So then I'm asking. He said, you can't do such a thing to the Goyim, but I'll come to the Goyim, I'll say that you have an esrog, but the mitzvah goes to Yenna. He said, you don't want, so don't take it. He begged him a day. Yenna was not masking, so he was masking the condition. He gave him the money, he gave him the esrog. You know, I don't want the money. Just take the esrog, and the tashlum is that the goyim tzchar milam habi goes back to me. So the shliach came back and gave him the esrog to the goyim. You know, he didn't tell the goyim the tnai. He was embarrassed. He told the goyim the tnai. The goyim saw such a beautiful esrog. The goyim was mamish b'simcha tzuma. 2 hours before yontev, the shliach comes in. Rebbe, I just have to add, you know, when he said, in my eyes, I couldn't find the esrog, and the only condition to find the esrog was this condition, and the ma'aseh. Then he sees the Goyen shines. The Goyen says, oh, Chabai Chetimtzen, I have to do a mitzvah. Shelo yal menas lekabel pras. Only because the Rebbeinu Shalom told me to do it. The Goyen was mulish such a simcha. It's one ma'ase he said over. He said over a second ma'ase. When he said it over, I'm saying that the Baal Shem, Yisrael Baal Shem, was the waiter at Yisrael. So, Bavustat, you know, the Baal Shem wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael, but also the other, he got stuck. Turkey, you know, Istanbul. And he couldn't, the kids, it was 2-3 days before Pesach. He was with his daughter. She told him, Tate, you know, about this Pesach, but she can matzah, but she can yain, and koisus. So he told her, listen, I'm in a very bad matzah. Now I want to go there to Israel, and I couldn't. I'm not besimcha, chobishkin, and a shechina shera, ele mitach simcha. I can't pay on tzachnosek. Maybe you daven, because bochum mekabel yitzfilis, but I can't pay on tzach. Say it. The Baal Shem goes to the shul, it's Lela Seder. God doesn't know where to go to. After davening, a yid comes over to him. Tells him, you know, from where is the yid? He says, you have where they pay? He says, no. He says, come to me. He says, but I have a daughter. He says, bring your daughter also. Yenem was talking a shtickle about Urien. No, they came to Stan Seder. Yenem said, divretere. The Baal Shem answered, you know, eight matzah, yain. So the ganze simchik gekumen zurück. The Baal Shem was back to himself. And after the Seder, the Baal Shem goes over to this person and says, you know, ask me for something, I'll daven for you. Tell me what you're missing. He said, I have everything, Baruch Hashem. About 20 years already, I didn't have a kid. So Baal Shem said, okay, I'm promising you next year you will have a kid. So he told Baal Shem, how you could promise? I don't have a kid. You could daven, you could promise. So Baal Shem said, ich bin nishba, that you will have a kid in a year. So it was a baskel that came out and said, Yisrael Baal Shem ein lechelek lo ilomab. Tshvur shekel. How you can make such a shvur? The person is oko ve'akoro. Mi mach na shvur. Hashem wants, Hashem could change it, but you can't mach na shvur. At that minute, Baal Shem became such besimcha, so from now on, lemaise, he could, oivet shalom have an as lekabel pras. So that minute was a basket that came out. Yisrael Baal Shem, yesh lechelek lo ilomab. So he made us like more in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi brings down a maise that one, I think Rav Ono, I didn't hear it clearly then, I didn't have time to check it in inside yet, but the Yerushalmi state, Rav Ono, I don't remember the name, Genoi, he was sitting and he was dashing in Bismedrash, state, Eurech Yomim Biyemino, Bismoyle Oisho Vekoven. Someone wants to sit and learn, Eurech Yomim Biyemino, Bismoyla Oisho Vekovet. So Talmud came over and said, Rebbe, I want to come to the yeshiva to learn. Said, welcome. He said, yeah, but Rebbe, you promised Oisho Vekovet. I'm only coming because of Oisho Vekovet. He said, yeah, for sure. Come, we'll have Oisho Vekovet. So the guy started to learn a year, 2 years. He didn't have a penny. You know, Mamash, like, poor, you know. Kids, after 2 years, he comes over to the Rebbe, Bismoyla Oisho Vekovet. Nishkin Aisha, Nishkin Kavit. What? It's been another 2 years, plug, mamash, 2 years. Comes up with Rebbe. Where's the Aisha of the Kavit? Wait. So after a couple of days, someone came to the Bismedrash with a cup with gold, covered with paz. Paz is much more expensive than gold, it's like diamonds. Mamash, it's a chosha, the place is old, covered with paz. And he told him, listen, I can learn. But I want to be koin a chelik in someone's learning. I'm giving this koin with the pause. So the person is learning, I want to be a shooter in his learning. Chana took the koin. He called over the Talmud and said, you want the Oisho Vekovet? His eyes popped out. Paz. Gold with paz. Oisho Vekovet. After a couple of weeks, Rabbi Chana goes around Smedmir of Smedmir, and he sees this Talmud crying. He says, I sold Eilam Habe, Eilam Netzach, for Paz, Chavish B'Satan, from Meshur, Ich will nish, Rabbi, Ich will nish. Take away the Oish of the Kovet, Ich will nish. He said, like, what? You know, sell it and give it out to the Ami. And the Yerushalmi says, "V'zeh Talmid Nikro Reb Shimon ben Pazi, v'loisha Oviv Pazi." No, Al Shem the Paz. This is the famous Reb Shimon ben Pazi. Al Shem this Paz, but he was mevater on the Paz. V'zeh Talmid Nikro Reb Shimon ben Pazi. had one more story. He said that, say, a marshal from the Magid Midubne once was a Tsar, a minister. He ran city, bridges, streets, everything was mamish. Achroy of the ganze Zach. Choshev is Tsar. He decided, you know, he's going to vacation. After a couple of years, he's working so hard, he deserves to go to vacation. So he took his whole Pamalia, went into a wagon, you know, gold wagon with white horses. They're going to vacation. He stopped in the first hotel, stays there for 2 days, you know, everyone comes, Mamish mechabed him. He finishes to stay there 2 days. How much costs? 20 ruble. Pays. Forget about it. Goes to the next hotel, stays there for 3 days. How much it costs? I said, how much it costs? It's a cover for me that you stayed by me. How much it costs? I have to pay you that you stayed by me? He says, no. How much it costs? He says, I'm telling you, I have to pay you. You know, the whole country is talking about the prime minister stayed by me in my hotel. Kids are back and forth, they were fighting. He says, you're not paying me. I mean, I have to pay you. Because the prime minister written down his name, put it in the pocket. They're finished. Well, the vacation finished, he came back to the city. And they needed a company to make the new roads in the city. So the prime minister said, remember that hotel that didn't want to charge us? Call that guy, we'll make him in charge of the roads. We made millions from that. They needed to fix the swimming pools. So call that guy, make him give him the swimming pool. First person, he got 20 ruble. I know, it's very hard to hear it, because when you hear it, so the Shalem Nas Lekabel Pras becomes also Nas Lekabel Pras, yeah? But I want to be Magdim. Why I want to be Magdim, this Agdomen that we're saying today, before we start, to be Isaac and the Milas of the Kinan HaTeir. It's a lot of Milas, it's Chashivas of Teir, Tzufus and Teir, Amola Shul Teir, Yegiyah Shul Teir, it's Hashem. We go through these shvuos and all of the milas, how you come to the real milas of Kiyan HaTeira. But a person has to know, Al tiyu ke avodim ha-meshamshim mesarav al menas lekabel pras, elo tiyu ke avodim ha-meshamshim mesarav shelo al menas lekabel pras. It's very hard. It's very hard, but if a person will understand that the tachlis of the bria is to listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the tachlis. I'm not saying that we cannot have dreams to have Sa'ir Olam Hazeh and Sa'ir Olam Habeh, both of them are called pras. Sa'ir Olam Hazeh, Sa'ir Olam Habeh. But if a person will train himself, even before it comes to the daily learning, to be in a matzav avodim ha-meshamshim mesarav shelo yal menas lekabel pras. And I will explain, let me maybe to explain it a little bit where it chaps the nafkamina. Because we're not holding these madregas from one end. A person, lama zogin, just arrived from Chutz La'aretz, dead tired, mamish. He didn't daven Ma'ariv yet. It's 12 o'clock by night. He chaps as a Ma'ariv, yeah? 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Why? That is, you know, he's planning to be the most choshev guy. He's going for God Lador. He's trying to become the God Lador. But the Ma'ariv, he doesn't feel that this Ma'ariv will change the game, yeah? When he could start from tomorrow. Mamish, he will daven 10 hours. I mean, Tzidkes, and he will learn to be a masmid, and he will do chesed and tzedakah, and everything. This Ma'ariv Be'etzem doesn't disturb him to grow what he really wants to be. So he doesn't realize he's only meshamish ha-menas lekabel pras. Chas v'sholom, I'm not saying that he doesn't do mitzvahs. So he's a meira heter today to daven a little bit quicker, a little bit shvacher. But if he's doing it because this is the rotzen Hashem, so there's no difference if this Ma'ariv or the Ma'ariv of Lel Yom Kippur. There's no difference at all. person is learning, it's already 10:30 by night. He finished already, you know, he learned the Mishnah. Man, you know, how many days he can prepare the Mishnah already? He's doing it 10 times, 20 times. Man. So, you're sure you'll have what to do, man. He doesn't know what to do. Man. So, again, Chabay is that. So, he doesn't have what to do. Man. He didn't learn yet. He doesn't know what to do. I don't know if you have this, some people are behind the Shlai Mikro, so every time they have what to do. Yeah? He doesn't have what to do bad. So it's a finish. To read it again, there's no point. Five times, well, how much you could read it already? She closes the Gemara, he goes, this there, but tomorrow he'll be a master. Well, he's glad to be the best guy in the yeshiva this man. But tonight the master is not relevant anyways. This is a person that he's living a Manasseh Kabbal Pras. I'm not the Kabbal Pras, some people means Elam Hazeh, some people Elam Habe. The Gemara says, Aloim Shikiruni Rebbe, Shikiruni Zeh, Shikiruni Zeh. That person is Be'etzim, he's very poor. I'll explain what I mean to say. If a person could do L'Shem Shomai, if a person could learn because Hashem told him to learn, even some minutes a day, so, it's not almost like I finished to learn today. I finished a quarter to 12, I finished. No. Well, close the Gemara, wait, find what to do, this year. What's coming to me? Finish. I mean, he did it three times, not once. He did it three times. So, Sukkah's Leichter sometimes, yeah? If I can't. Now I'm mamish learning because Hashem has told me to learn. Now, even, Manta Yisai. Chazal say, you have to learn Shaloi Lishma, Shemitoch Shaloi Lishma, Bo Lishma. I'm sure everyone in this room at least is learning Shaloi Lishma, yeah? I know people that are learning Shaloi Lishma over 40 years, yeah? I know them very close. Yeah? I know people that are learning 60 years Shaloi Lishma. And I never found yet that Mitoch Shaloi Lishma, Bo Lishma, yeah? Some people die and they're working on Mitoch Shaloi Lishma, Bo Lishma, yeah? Busy preparing the Levaya, yeah? Shaloi Lishma. And the question is, Chazal say, La'olam yasek adam b'teiru b'mitzah Shaloi Lishma. Shemeteir Shaloi Lishma, Bo Lishma. So what? Chazal promises, Meteir Shaloi Lishma, Bo Lishma. And we don't find it. We don't find Shemeteir Shaloi Lishma, Bo Lishma. So I heard once from Adam Godel, the Emissator. Chazal didn't say, don't learn, but want to learn, and one day you'll start to learn. Chazal said, learn Shaloi Lishma. Meter Shaloi Lishma, Bo Lishma. You can learn Shaloi Lishma. Meter Shaloi Lishma. You will come to be Lishma. Chazal said, Meter Shaloi Lishma. You'll be Lishma. But Chazal didn't say don't learn and want to learn and one day you really learn. It doesn't happen. And the Shaloi Lishma is two learnings. It's a learning Shaloi Lishma and it's a learning Lishma. Chazal said you could learn Shaloi Lishma. But tell Shaloi Lishma, you will learn Lishma. But the learning has to be the same learning. The learning has to be the same learning. The kavana could be different, but the learning has to be the same learning. Now, a person that learns Lishma, he learns till 12, not till a quarter to 12. He learns till 11 by night, at least. He learns till 12. A person learns Shaloi Lishma, he did his duty, you could leave. Chazal didn't promise you learn a couple hours, one day you'll learn more. Look, what is the learning of Lishma means? What is Mishamash Sarav Shaloi Al Mirna Misli Kabel Pras? What is this? Is the way it has to be. You're not holding this. Fine. Do it for different reasons. I will help you in the end to get the right feelings. I will help you in the end to get the right feelings. The right feelings will come. But if the tzura of the learning is not the same tzura of the learning, the way you're learning is a limud that if a person sees it, he sees it, it's a limud shaloi lishma. And that limud, there's no promise that that limud will turn to be a limud lishma. So I'm saying before we start, starting this man, Be'ez Hashem, before we're going to the madreges how to get to the richtige madreges if amol shel Torah. So a person puts it inside himself. The matore, the goal, what he's trying to get is, tiyu ke'avodim ha'misham shimisarav shelo yal mekab yibchaz. So when you will hear that someone made a deal for you, so I want to be masbir. So maybe every person will say, you know what, Hashem, I'm doing mitzvahs, I don't want to ilam haber. Chas v'sholem. As a system that we go to ilam haber. Kir v'saloi kim litoif. We want to be in ilam haber. A person doesn't have to say, I don't want to ilam haber. But he has to be wanting to do Ratzon Hashem, that if the only way to do it is because he would lose the ilam haber, he doesn't mind. He wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. He wants to learn, he wants to become a Talmid Chochem. He wants to come to these madregas. If a person will put himself before he starts, I'm saying, the avoda mefoyal, how to come to the madregas of Torah Ben Hashem, we'll see the next week. But a person has to put a rotz, a sheife. And you know, which way Alamon divided to be a maisadik. There's two ways to do it. There's one way if a person wants to work on it. Because every day, at least now, Yimei Asfira, these are the yomim of Ahachonah leKabbalah Satoiro. To try every day, 2-3 minutes, if it's in learning, and even if it's in davening, or even if it's something else, to do it because this is the Ratzon Hashem. Not because for sure I'll get a bigger schar of it, because this is the Ratzon Hashem. I will learn another 5 minutes, because Hashem said to learn 5 more minutes. I will bench better. I will daven better. I know. In a week, I could start, and I'll be in the Magan Tzachisim. But the Maisa have a mitzvah to say Krishma. I will say it to Moshe Tzol. Chaim Balazhin has said, every Mishnah and others is for everyone. Yeah, not only every Goyle L'Mokom Teirah is for us. Al tiyu ke avodim ha-mishamshim v'sarav ha-menas lekabel pras, el tiyu ke avodim ha-mishamshim shelo yal-menas lekabel pras. Everyone's a diyu. It's not a double Mishnah, yeah? I think it's very close. Al tiyu ke avodim ha-mishamshim lekabel pras. El tiyu ke avodim ha-mishamshim. Not even like maybe. Al tiyu ke avodim ha-mishamshim lekabel pras. You're not for sure if you get something. Hopefully, maybe. It didn't promise nothing. But you know, sometimes you go around the person, you hope one day it will drip over to you, yeah? Elo tiyu ke avodim ha-mishamshim shelo yal menas lekabel pras. And if sido azam mishne, and sido azam monen, and the ikar avoida, a person has to have a negia, a person has to have a tfisa, a person has to have a achiza. So I'm saying, it's hard, and we mufka, we so mufka from it, yeah? So move it. We can't. I don't know what we could do before. Like a person who put himself a marshal, he has two options. He could help one person, 95% mitzvah, and he will have the God's covenant developed. He could do a mitzvah a little bit better, no one, and he will be nobody all of his life. He'll never manage to do it. But if a person, and then if you mean a marshal, Mola Bocher asks you a favor. And you know, if you ask the favor, you will lose. You will lose an ilamaz, even an ilamal. But this is what the Rebbein Shalom wants. And Bez Hashem will have this haschole inside us. Bez Hashem, next week, when we come to the Avodah HaKabbalah Satoira, we'll have a Nesiyat HaKishmah.